Seven Hills in Fayetteville works to find shelter and homes for people. Through operations like a day center and a community-based housing program for veterans, Seven Hills works toward reducing or eliminating homelessness in Northwest Arkansas. Sunday afternoon, a benefit concert at George's Majestic Lounge will raise some money and, organizers hope, much awareness about homelessness and possible solutions. The event, called Shelter Jam, has its beginnings inside a church. Ryan Pfeiffer is the senior minister at First Christian Church in Fayetteville, and he's on the board of directors at Seven Hills. He says for each of the past several summers, the congregation at First Christian has picked a specific topic for outreach.
And as we started talking about it in outreach, the congregation got really excited because we have a long relationship with Seven Hills, but also got excited because they recognized we need to raise awareness, because even within our own congregation, who knows a fair amount about Seven Hills, they didn't know as much as they felt they needed to know. So that kind of birthed this idea of, well, let's get the community more involved too. Let's see if there's a way that we can influence the community.
A recent point-in-time census conducted by the University of Arkansas counted nearly 2,500 people, adults and minors, homeless in Northwest Arkansas. Billy Rader, the CEO of Seven Hills, says over the course of the year, the shelter has, in some way, helped about 2,000 people without permanent shelter.
Whether it be through our day center, which we're mostly known for, our day center operations. We also own the Walker residential community, where we do direct housing for permanent supportive and transitional housing. And then we have a veteran services program where we house over 110 veterans a year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 2,000 out of the 2,462, we've got a really big impact on the problem is growing. Homelessness is growing nationwide, and it's no different here in Northwest Arkansas. And so what we're trying to do is really just raise awareness for the complexity of the problem, and that there are lots of organizations out there that need the community's support to be able to hit this problem head on.
Rader says since Northwest Arkansas is a metro area that consists of many communities with populations under 100,000 people, homelessness doesn't quite manifest itself as it might in, say, San Francisco, Seattle, or Miami. Many people without shelter here seek sleep or shelter in nearby woods. But Rader says that doesn't mean homelessness is not a concern here, and it doesn't mean it's any less problematic for the people affected. He says he wants increased awareness to include an understanding of the complexities involved with homelessness.
Think about something as basic as having a driver's license. If your driver's license is stolen or it's lost, you don't have a form of identification. And think about the things that you and I have to rely on every single day to have a form of identification. If you don't have an address, it's hard to apply for a job. And that those kinds of things just led people to thinking, this is really an issue that I hadn't thought about at this level before. And so more questions started coming.
And many of the questions came from members of the congregation of First Christian Church in Fayetteville. Amy Blackman, a member of the church's outreach committee, says the decision to make Seven Hills the beneficiary of the congregation's summer work meant doing something a little bit different this year, and something a little bit bigger.
We've always fundraised, or mostly fundraised, from within our church, I believe. And so this is unique in that we're trying to involve the community more in both awareness and their financial support, hoping we can make a bigger impact.
So the church turned to a bar for that impact. Sunday's concert at George's Majestic Lounge includes more than a half dozen bands donating time and talent to raise money and awareness. When Amy and the outreach committee decided a music benefit might be the avenue for attention, they asked fellow congregant Dick Johnson for help. He's played music since he was a teenager and seemingly knows everybody with a guitar in the region. He told the members of the committee he thought, based on past generosity of musicians, it might take him a day to get everything set up. He says he was wrong about that.
This is the true story. It only took 1 hour of on the phone to secure actually more than enough musicians. We luckily had one group had to drop out to allow us to get at work everybody in. But no one said no.
Johnson, a former administrator and coach at Fayetteville High School, says he became aware of the breadth of homelessness in his city in an accidental fashion. He says during noontime study halls for athletes at the school, some coaches started making hot dogs just for fun for the students in the study hall.
All of a sudden, the kids asked if they could bring somebody. And so when it's what started out to be a hot dog for two or three kids in a study hall turned out to be a food kitchen for kids that literally hadn't had anything to eat. And that was our that was an eye opener for us. The a good portion of the homeless population in Northwest Arkansas are students, they're kids.
Billy Rader, the CEO of Seven Hills, says when first confronted with homelessness and the complexities included with homelessness, a community can feel overwhelmed or helpless. He says there are strategies and best practices that can genuinely make a difference. He cites Tulsa, Omaha, and Salt Lake City as places where homelessness has been reduced to nearly functional zero. He says it doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen without partnerships. And he says it takes more than just nonprofit agencies' involvement.
But let me just give you an example. There's money out there to house people through the city's hearth program. It's HUD funding. There's a waiting list, and the waiting list is because there's not enough affordable housing to actually house the people that they have. They have the money to house them. I have multiple veterans on our veteran program that we would love to house tomorrow. We have the money fully paid for, can't find affordable housing. There's 16 or 17 mental health beds in the entire Northwest Arkansas for all, you know, homeless or non-homeless. The mental health infrastructure is not there. The detox infrastructure is not there. This is a systemic issue that a whole community has to come together and bring all of the stakeholders from all of the different areas of business and municipalities and nonprofits and citizenry and faith community together. And there is best practice, but it is a heavy, heavy lift, and a community has to be willing to come to it with a solutions mindset.
The Shelter Jam, raising money and awareness for Seven Hills, is scheduled to begin at 2 Sunday afternoon at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street in Fayetteville and last until about 7. Musicians scheduled to appear include Biggins, Old Dime Box, Sugar Creek, Bill Dollar and Loose Change, and others. You can see the entire bill listed at georgesmajesticlounge.com, and you can learn more about the agency at sevenhillscenter.org, and that web address begins with the number 7. Thank you.